Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Good evening. I see I have Sister Vicki.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, and Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
And Deacon Lowe.
Greetings.
Are you by yourself?
I also have a guest with me, Sister Smith.
All righty, welcome, Sister Smith. And we also have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, we got a full house tonight. We got Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Loretta, you joining or listening? Loretta. We have Loretta as a listener. All righty, Sister Loretta. Okay. I had Auntie Dot to play 2 Kings 17, but before she do, let me just share a little summary about what we're going to be listening to.
Okay.
2 Kings 17. This is where both houses, Judah and Israel, were rebellious, and so much so, they were forced out of the land by their Lord and God. They refused to listen to the Lord's prophets and worship idols very religiously. They were noted as stubborn, just like their forefathers. You may go proceed, Auntie Dot.
Okay.
In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of 2 Kings 16, in the 17th year of 2 Kings 17, in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea the son of Elah to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria. And Hoshea became his servant, and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to Saul, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up, and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria, and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria, and carried Israel away into Assyria, and placed it in Halah, and in Habor, by the river of Bozan, and in the cities of the Medes. For so it was, that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, Ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies, which he testified against them, and they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were around about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them, that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord, and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them, until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Cuthah, and from Avah, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria, and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there, that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, The nations which thou hast removed, and placed in the cities of Samaria, know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he hath sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, Carry thither one of the priests, whom ye brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land. Then one of the priests, whom they had carried away from Samaria, came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places, which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made Sukkot Benot, and the men of Kuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashimah, and the Avites made Nipat, and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burnt their children in fire to Adramelech and Anamelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. So they feared the Lord, and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord, and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law and commandment which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant, and charged them, saying, Ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes, and the ordinances, and the law, and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you ye shall not forget, neither shall ye fear other gods. For the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit, they did not hearken, but they did after their former manner. So these nations feared the Lord, and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this
day. Amen.
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 Thank you for playing 2 Kings 17, Auntie Dot. And we did have another caller join, Sister Shirley. Good evening.
Yes. Yeah.
Good evening.
Okay. Good evening. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started with our program. Just thanking everyone for taking time out of their day to participate. I'm going to go through roll call so we all know who's on, we have Mother May, we have Sister Vicky, we have Auntie Dot, we have Deacon Lowe, we have Sister Smith, we have Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Sister Loretta, Sister Shirley, and myself, Sister Angela. And again, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty. This evening we have an opening prayer done by Mother May. If you can go ahead and open us up in prayer, please.
Dear Lord, help us to hear your voice and to submit to your will. So your spirit strengthen our conviction or a purpose that your will become supreme in our lives. In this, help us to follow the supreme example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God does not force his will upon us, but allow us to maintain the integrity of free will. The joy to submit to the will of God has to be a one or own free voluntary. The Lord attempts to demonstrate and force his will upon humility. Though the multitude of ways, but the Lord allows each person to choose his way of the world way. We are allowed to say, your will be done, as we are given grace and strength to choose God's way. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Mother. And we're going to go ahead and get started with our first worship song. The title is He'll Make It All Right by Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Chicago.
Whatever the answer, he's got me.
know he's sovereign. He's in control. Church, he'll make it all right.
And get into our program this evening. I would like to just, we have Sister Smith on the phone. Just want to share with you how we do our program. As you first say, we always listen to a Bible verse, a book, basically, just to, a chapter, I apologize, just to give other people a chance to get on a phone on the first 5 minutes or so. Then after that, we have the opening prayer, we have a worship song, and then we have an opportunity for people to do a Bible verse or a teaching or just pass and listen. You don't have to do anything. And then we have our sick and shut in. We pray for those. And we also acknowledge birthdays for the week. And then we end with the closing worship song as well as a closing prayer. But that's pretty much what we do as we go through. We do have a second round prior to that closing song. I apologize. But either or, you don't have to participate. You can be a listener. But we are grateful that you are here, Sister Donna Smith. All righty. Well, let's get started. I would like to start off with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from the book of Psalms, Psalm 17. Hear me the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear to my prayer that goes out of friends' lips. Let my sentences come forth from the present. Let thy eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proven my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am perfectly that my mouth shall not transgress. Concern the work of men, by the word of my lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my going in the path that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me. O God, incline thy ear unto me and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou have faith by thy right hand, them that which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Keep me as an apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have new compassion us in the step. They have set their eyes bowling down on the earth, like the lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it was a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which their hand, O Lord, from men which of the world, which have the portion of this life, and who bury thy feelings with thy hidden treasure, they are full of children and leave the rest of them of their substance, their babes. As for me, I will hold my faith in righteousness. I shall sanctify when I awake with thy likeness. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Perry, out of Psalm 17. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Mark. This is Mark 4, and Jesus is telling why he used stories to his disciples. Starting at verse 10, going to verse 18. When Jesus was alone with the 12 apostles and some others, they asked him about these stories. He answered, "I have explained the secret about God's kingdom to you, but for others, I can use only stories. The reason is these people will look and look, but never see. They will listen and listen, but never understand. If they did, they would turn to God, and he would forgive them." Jesus told them, "If you don't understand this story, you won't understand any others. What the farmer is spreading is really the message about the kingdom. The seeds that fell upon the road are the people who hear the message, but Satan soon comes and snatches it away from them. The seeds that fell on rocky ground are the people who gladly hear the message and accept it right away. But they don't have any roots, and they don't last very long. As soon as life gets hard or the message gets them in trouble, they give up. The seed that fell among the thorn bushes are also people who hear the message, but they start worrying about the needs of their life. They are fooled by the desire to get rich and to have all kinds of other things. So the message gets choked out and they never produce anything. The seed that falls on good ground are the people who hear and welcome the message. They produce 30 or 60 or even 100 times as much as was planted." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Mark 4. Next, I have Deacon Lowe. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming out the book of Psalms, Psalms 119, verse. "Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort is my suffering is this. You promised preserve my life. The agony marked me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law." Amen.
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 Thank you, Deacon Lowell, for reading Psalm 119 for us. Next, I have Sister Vicki. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 46, and I chose this today because of, not so stressful week, but a week that, you know, as sometime in our prayer, God remind us that the devils don't come at us, and we just have to be prepared. And how we be prepared is just to trust God. So I had to be reminded of this scripture. God is our mm-hmm. refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathens rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the words of the Come behold the words of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And this was just, as I mentioned, was just something to remind me that God is with me. He is my protection. I walk in confidence that wherever I am, he is there with me. And he will give me the words. He will give me, I like the way the older members always say, he will, you know, put the armor on us to prepare us to be ready for anything that Satan throws. And the favorite of all of us is to be still and know that I am God. Because mm-hmm. he wants us to cease from what we are not able to do and just trust him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Vicki, for sharing out of Psalm 46. I will go next, and I'm going to be coming out of the passage of Job, chapter 1, 6 through 22. And the title of my information is Faith on Trial. Sometimes in our walk with Christ, the stable things upon which we lean on are removed. When those things that give us our identity, that make us who we are taken away from us, we feel helpless. Often we cry out to God. Sometimes we even blame God. When Job lost his possessions, his family, and his health, and everything that made him who he was, he realized that he was merely a steward. Nothing really belonged to him. In reality, something else made Job who he was and gave him integrity, namely his faith. He knew that in times of trial, he must continue to trust in God. He knew that in times of trial, he must continue. He knew that he had been blessed by God. He also knew that even when all seemed lost, he could continue to bless the name of the Lord because of his steadfast assurance in God. Similarly, the trials we face reveal the integrity of our faith. During these times, we find out what makes us who we are. Like Job, we must continue to trust in God even when all seems lost. As Job understood, we must understand that God is not punishing us. He is preparing us for a higher purpose. We must know that something good always comes out of our trials. As we experience them, we must have faith in God's word, avoid sin, and never charge God foolishly. We must remain in character, always mindful that we have the victory through Jesus Christ. Like Job,
we must fall down and worship God, saying, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised, specifically out of Job 1:21. I'm going to leave us in prayer. The Lord, we pray that whatever trial we may face, we will maintain our integrity. We are committed through Jesus Christ to remain in character, praising and worshiping you for the victory. Help us see your hand in every trial, Lord, so we may keep the faith, avoid sin, and never charge you foolishly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Next, we have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Mark 12:41-44. It says all she had. When I read the Bible, I'm always amazed at what got Jesus excited. He was not concerned with big bank accounts, but with one lost coin. He was not interested in great flocks of sheep, but in one lost lamb. He was not impressed with people who were in position of power or importance in society. People who had the humility to help and beat down stranger or wash another person's feet. And Jesus always got excited when people managed their resources in such a way that placed greater value on faith than on possession, position, or accomplishment. In the story of Mark 12, the widow demonstrates the kind of stewardship that got Jesus excited. He went through the temple treasure and put in. She went through the temple treasure and put in 2 cups of copper coin worth less than a penny. Jesus got excited because she gave without reservation all she had. When I read this passage, I wonder sometimes what she was thinking when she made this supreme sacrifice. Was she simply thinking when she made this supreme? Was she made a supreme sacrifice, was she simply doing her duty as a faithful Jew? Was she making an investment, especially to a return? Or perhaps she was making a play through a show of her improvement. I expect that she did it because somewhere in her life she had come to a clear understanding that regardless of her circumstance, she was richly blessed by God in many ways. Her best response to God's love and blessing was to make a supreme sacrifice. She put in everything, all she had to live on. Jesus commended the widow not for the amount she gave, but for the generous spirit in which she gave it. Mm-hmm. This challenges us to make the appropriate response to all the Lord has done for us. At the corner of our thinking must be the knowledge that all we have and all we are come from, all we have come from the Lord. Therefore, we should be ever mindful that because God demonstrates great love to us, we must also demonstrate love and sacrifice to others so that God's kingdom will be built up and the good news will be spread. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Mark 12, Mother. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 100. It says, oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, mm-hmm. or stand around with sinners, or join mm-hmm. in with the mockers. Mm-hmm. But they defy the law of the Lord, meditating mm-hmm. day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Tree planted along the river bank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinner will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the righteous, but the path of the wicked lead to destruction. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of Psalm 100. Next, I have Sister Smith. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening? Sister Donna Smith, is there anything you would like to share with us this evening?
I'll pass.
All right, no problem. Okay, and then last we have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm also coming out of Psalm 1. Blessed on the godly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drive away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, not sinning in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 1, Auntie Dot. That completes our first round. So now we're going to move forward with our prayer for our sick and shut-ins. Just want to verify, do we have anyone we would like to remove from our current list? And do we have any new members we would like to add? All righty. Well, I will go ahead and pray for our sick and shut in. If you will bow your heads, please. Father, we know that you can heal us in a heartbeat, and we pray for your miraculous healing today for Uncle Oliver Nellums, Sister Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Uncle Willie Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph Carolyn, Ryan and Nafia Tompkins, Tremar, Nasir, and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family includes Mary Ann Lowe and Mary Lowe and Hubert Lowe, Auntie Janet Williams, Sister Vicki Hussman, Marilyn Tompkins and family, Erica, Jessica, and Robert, Jackie, and Auntie Martha. Father God, we are praying for the sick. We pray, Father, of your goodness and love. We ask that you hear our prayers for the sick members in our family and friends and for all who are in need, Father. Amid mental and physical suffering, may they find consolation in your healing presence. Show them your mercy, Father, as you close their wounds and you cure their illness and just make their broken bodies whole and free, downcast any spirit. May these special people find lasting health and deliverance, and so join us in thanking you for all your gifts. We ask this through the Lord Jesus, who heals those who believe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All righty. Now we would like to acknowledge those birthdays, and this is for the week of today, March 19th through March 25th. Boy, this month is flying by. Okay, let's see what I have. I have Isaiah on the 23rd. I have, I believe it's Mr. Late Dwight Thomas on the 24th. I have John Dennis II on the 21st. I have Michelle Greenlee on the 23rd. That looks like all that I have for this week. Are there any other birthdays that I may have omitted? Okay. Who do I have singing today? Ooh, look like you, Mother. Yeah, it didn't look like you just did it. What it feels you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, this is our second round, and this is where we have an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, a praise report, a song, or you may also do another verse if that's on your heart. So let's get started. Let's start off with Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. All right. I got a little reading about tears. Tears are how our hearts speak when our lip cannot describe how much we have been really hurt. Tears are not a sign of weakness, but of power. They speak eloquently, more than a thousand tongues. They are a message of overwhelming grief and unspeakable love. Words cannot describe what tears does for your soul. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for sharing. And so on tears. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any poems, testimony, praise report you would like to share with us, or a song?
I would like to share a familiar. I think it's a quote, the prayer. God grant me the serenity. Okay, I wasn't sure I was on. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The courage to do the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that serenity information. I'm not sure if it was the full prayer. All righty. So next we have Auntie Betty. You have in your testimony, poem, or song would you like to share with us this evening?
That's it.
All righty. Deacon Lowe.
Yes, I'll be coming out of the Red Prayer Book. Armor of God Prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your mighty armor you have provided for us. We put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate, of righteousness, the girdle of truth, sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protects, guard us from all fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. We place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14, verses 13 and 14, to be our God and a shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91 and 1. We put your armor on us and live and pray in complete dependence upon you. And pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Blessed Heavenly Father, to the glory be the honor and the praise through his name. Amen, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Lowe, for the reading out of the red book. And then also, Sister Donna Smith, do you have anything you'd like to share, or are you just still a listener?
I'm just going to listen.
Alrighty. I would like to share a poem. I'm sorry, did she say she passed in here?
Yes, she said she passed.
Oh, okay. It was funny. I want to make sure I didn't open. Okay. Alrighty. I would like to share a poem. The title is In Faith We Trust. We live in hope. We sleep on dreams. Look up to the sky and see what seems to be a star shining down as they place a broken crown. It's now our time. We sit and pray. We look out into the night to find out what's wrong and right, to realize what the words mean. God bless and to all sweet dreams. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Alrighty. Next I have Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay. Sister Vicki.
Yes, I have another scripture from 1 Peter, 4th chapter, and verses 12 through 19. And it's concerning our true attitude in affliction when we are tested and remaining faithful and his divine faithfulness toward us. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye for the Spirit of glory and of God, and their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it is first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner be? Wherefore, let them not suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vicki, for reading out of 1 Peter 4. And then last but definitely not least, we have Mother May.
Yeah, I'm coming out of Psalm 27, start at the 10th verse. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppression. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foe, for false witness rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Psalm 27. Well, that concludes our second round. What we would like to do at this moment is to assign part for next week. We should be on 2 Kings 18. Do I have a volunteer to read or play 2 Kings 18?
I'll play that.
Oh. Is that? Was that Dot or Auntie Carrie?
Auntie Dot said the same.
Oh, okay. All right. And then what about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer to open the session in prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. And then closing prayer. Do I have a volunteer for closing the prayer next week?
Auntie Care.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead with our last worship song, and then we will have Sister Shirley come and close us out in prayer. Let me go. The song that we're going to listen to this second time around is, sorry, I'm using Mom's phone, so I got to figure out how to do it. There we go. Is Withholding Nothing by William McDowell. There we go. Just a second.
You have too much junk in your phone. That's because you haven't turned on this feature. Please turn on this auto-clean feature now.
I surrender all to everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Everything I did to you, oh God,
Which art in heaven. Thank you for blessing us to come together one more time again this Sunday evening. Lord, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We ask that you let our worship time and what we have shared this evening continue to strengthen and bless us throughout the coming week. Let it empower us to study and understand your word. Let it teach us to apply your word to our lives and bless us to share your word, your promises, and your love with others. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray for, love, and encourage one another. Lord, when we have done all that you have assigned our hearts and hands to do, when praying, singing, and preaching time for us is all over, we pray that our souls will be worthy, and that you will have a resting place for our worthy soul. Father God, we want you to welcome us to our eternal home to be with you forever and ever. We know to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Lord. Lord, if it is your will, bring us to this place and time next Sunday evening. Let us be prepared to share the good news we have received from your holy word. We pray and ask that these blessings and our prayers be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we have come to the conclusion of our call on this evening. We just want to thank you all for attending. We appreciate you carving out that time to just come together and just share what's on our hearts. So, Father, we just want to thank you for being with us throughout this time. And we just ask that you replenish us and pour out to each of us on today and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. May God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank y'all do the same. And we love you all.
Love you all.
Amen.
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 Amen.